Tuesday has seen another pretty choppy start to trade for the ASX. The Aussie market is continuing to hover around the flat line for the first couple of hours at the moment, just around midday. The ASX 200 hovering around 6,780 odd points. So really not moving too much in, and continuing to just swing between gains and losses. So what we've seen so far are the resources really outperforming the materials and energy stocks, really seeing some of the big improvements and offsetting some losses towards the tech names and also consumer discretionary. If we have a look at some of the commodity price moves overnight, oil certainly doing quite well, lifting close to 4%. That's really helped drive the local oil and gas producers higher. Mining stocks also seeing quite an improvement as well. So the tech names, well, it's really been Afterpay, which is the major drag there, down about 8%. Afterpay is also the largest individual weight on the ASX 200 index. Xero, the accounting software firm, also down around the 3% mark. Retail stocks led lower by Wesfarmers, which is down more than 3% as well, although corporate travel continuing its recent run of strength this week, up another 8%. Elsewhere, banks more or less flat, but we've got Bank of Queensland resuming trade today after yesterday's announcement of its acquisition for ME Bank, about $1.3 billion. It's completed its institutional portion of its capital raising, today resuming trade up around 9%. On the reporting season front, we have also seen a large number of companies releasing results, again with a fairly mixed reaction from investors. Some of the best have included Oil Search, helped by, again, those oil prices, but it is also paying a final dividend following its full year results, up about 7.5%. Adelaide Brighton, or Adbri as it's now called, up about 6.5%. It managed to double its profit over the past year. Some of the losers include G8 Education, the childcare operator, down around 5%, a net loss of about $187 million, and Seek.com, also down around that 5% mark as well. The Aussie dollar, finally, again around three-year highs at 79.15 US cents.